Yeah, I wonder, is it just me, or does it seem like tornadoes in the news more than they used to be? I mean, every week there's a tornado somewhere. Of course, I'm from tornado country. I live in Georgia. And I know there's a lot of heartache, there's a lot of tragedy. We hate to see it on the news. But I got this theory I've come up with after a lifetime of watching news coverage or tornadoes. I believe there's a conspiracy to make those of us who live in tornado country to look ignorant on TV. Don't you find it odd that after thousands of tornadoes, thousands of destroyed homes over the years, they never can interview anybody that's been to the dentist? You have never seen on the evening news a tornado victim from a trailer park in a three-piece suit, a monogram shirt, going, yes, this was rather devastating. A tree fell on the Lexus. And there's quite a bit of rubble in our hot tub. I believe with all my heart that when a tornado hits, the news director at the local TV station, he tells his reporter, get out to the trailer park and interview a dumbass. And try to find one who's married to a fat woman. And by the way, let me give you a little tip, too. You remember a few years ago when the tornado went downtown Nashville, Tennessee? It went right downtown. Tornadoes just don't go downtown. And to make sure that never happens where you live, here's what you need to do. On the outskirts of your city, put up a decoy trailer park. There's something about bad weather that makes normal people just go whack up. Especially when it comes to hurricanes. I know this is a touchy subject, because we've had some serious devastating hurricanes. Especially everybody remembers Katrina, one hit Louisiana. Ever since that happened, you don't hear comedians either on TV or in person try to make fun of that situation. Because the reason is the entertainer don't want the audience to think that he is insensitive to that kind of human suffering. But since I don't care what y'all think, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it. Well, you know, there's gonna be other hurricanes, they're gonna be on the news, and you're gonna be glued to the TV. And keep this in mind now. All joking aside, there's not much we can do about a tornado. Tornadoes are too quick. There's virtually no warning. They can show up, do their damage, be gone sometime in less than 3 minutes. Now listen carefully to what I'm telling you. But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it. And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we could ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, state police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood. But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, then you couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get out there is what I call silly weather, limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play.